Okay. All right. So we're going to go ahead and start. Okay. So, Idan just sent me a text message with a picture from some Hasidisha Rebbe of some sort. What's that? Some Hasidisha Rebbe of some sort who was receiving lashes. And I sent the link and the title to a couple of family and friends. And some of them didn't know what the word lashes meant. So I just, lashes, like whipping, malkut, like beating, flagellation. Right, so we're not going to really talk about the self-flagellation. You're not doing it to yourself. All the sources here seem to indicate, and all the pictures, and also this picture that I sent in the Shir email from a postcard. I don't know what says Rosh Hashanah, you know, Happy New Year as a postcard like that. But that's what we're going to be talking about right now, is this practice, the custom of on today, on Erev Yom Kippur, this idea of giving lashes, giving malkut. Source number one here on the page. Shulchan Aruch, kol ha-kahal lokim malkut arbaim, achar tfilat ha-mincha, shemitoch kach yiten el libo lashuv me'averot shebiyados. The Mechaber writes, everyone receives 40 lashes. So we didn't go into this right now, but almost everyone says it's not actually 40, it's really 39. That's, you know, from the way they were given midoraita, we never actually get 40, 39 max. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And the Ramah continues, V'nahagu shanilka omer viduyim b'shat shanilka v'amalka omer v'hurachum yechaperavon v'gomer gimel pe'amim shuhem lamed tet tevot. Can I get lamed tet makot? So he says that the person getting it should be saying vidui, and the person giving them should be saying v'hurachum. It's 13 letters. Say it three times. It's going to get 39. So that's, I guess, how you keep count with the lashes. V'nahagu la'akot b'ritzua kol duhu. De'eno rak l'zikaron l'malkut. And the Rama says that the practice is to use just like a small little whip, a thing. We're not using like a proper, the way that would normally be done. We're using just a kol dehu, ritua kol dehu, because this is just zikaron, it's just a remembrance of. You're not actually doing anything. It's just, we're just remembering this concept of malkut, but we're not actually doing anything real. So he quotes the Kolbo, who says the practice is using from an animal, the shore, even the ox knows its master, and I here, I'm sinning and I'm terrible, I don't even know. It says, he should be leaning over, not sitting, not standing, facing a specific way. There's a lot of discussion as to why he's facing certain ways, and we're not going to into that today. There's also discussion, why is he leaning? Why is he not lying down? We're also not going to go into that. Although if you look at the postcard that I sent, and it's also on the fourth page, he's actually lying down on the ground, but we're not really going to discuss that. Okay. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. This is also quoted in the Torah, source number two, V'noagin be'ashkenaz shekol hakal lokim malkut arbaim, v'veda knesset achar tefilat ha-mincha, after mincha, same language. This is where the Shulchan Aruch got it from. The language here, the reason that we're doing it is in order to I just realized I didn't send the source sheet on the chat. Hold on. I apologize. I'm sorry. Yeah, someone else just came who's not on the, so let me just, really, I apologize really, really quickly here. Source sheet. Almost there. Anyone with the link? Copy link. Okay. He's not even in. Okay. There's the link. He's still in the waiting room. Okay, so that's, the tour gets it from the Shulchan Aruch gets it from the language from the tour, that it's not really, it should be to encourage you to hear Chaim, and putting in the chat box the source sheet, Google Doc. It's a motivator to get you to want to do, to open your heart. And again, the Rosh, who are getting it from the Rosh, most probably, third source, Nagu Ashkenaz, Shechar Tvilat Mincha, Lokin Bebet HaKanesi. He doesn't say why, but he says they also would do that. Okay. The Kolbo, source number four, is quoted by the Ramah, Again, nagu lakachet malkut achar atzviyo lechnei libam ha'arel lachmiyo la'avod Hashem hanichbad v'hanara be'im avira. Again, the same idea that this where we're trying to do is just it's a motivator. It's going to make you more humble. It's gonna focus you in on the purpose of the day, the purpose of Yom Kippur. What are we doing? Okay, so that's the idea here. All this is very good. And what's coming out from all of these sources, it's not from the Machaber, it sounds, and everyone, that we're doing this as a form of motivating tshuva, as motivating getting us into the feeling of the day, what we're doing on Erev Yom Kippur, what we're doing on Yom Kippur, it's for that purpose. The Machaber and the Beit Yosef in source number 5, though, he points out that he doesn't really understand. He says, Mashkev Rabbeinu Shemitol Kach Yiten El Libo Lashuv Me'avir Rosh HaBiyado, this is the 5th source. Kengatava Kolbo, Nagula Lilkot, Malkut Achar Hatzvila, Lachnia, Levavam, Harel, Hachnio, Lachino, Lavod, Hashem, Hanichbad, Vanarab, Emavira. And the Ben Yosef writes, Vitimahani, Lama Lokatav Shatam, Mipnesha, Malkut Mechaper Avon. Says, I don't understand. Why not just say that the reason you're doing this is because it's a form of Kapara? That would be the more obvious solution. Bafal Pisha Ein, Lanu, Dayanim, Smuchim, Kadev Lokot, Lifnehem. Okay, so you're going to say this is not proper malkut. This is not like there was no Beit Din, there were no Edim, there was like no Hatra. Like there was no. This is not a formal Din here. But still, the receiving of these lashes should count for something. It counts for kapara. It's mechaperet avon. Okay, it's not going to be a full kapara, but it's kapara miktzat, the miktzat here. And that's we're going to come back to this, that the Machaber seems to be presenting that there's an element of real kapara that can be coming here, and he just doesn't understand why no one had said that before. In contrast, in source number 6, right, the Ramah is very clear, V'li nira d'malkut shelokim b'erev yom ha-kippurim, eino mechaper klal, this is not any type of kapara, eino malkut yudher sheyu lokim b'mehem, this is not that, el lokim achshav b'ritzu koltu, right, as he said before, which is like a thin little strap. He's not actually hurting him and afflicting him in any way. There's no actual kapara happening here. It's simply just a way of remembering this, commemorating it. And that's why we use a little strap. We're not going to use a real whip here. It's a little strap. Just, you know, again, it's a symbolic thing. It's a zecher ba'alma. That's all it is. And he quotes, and this is the Dark of Moshe, but he also... He quotes the kolbo, Tava kolbo, Nagula Soda Ratsua, Shemalkimbo Meigo, using the animal, the ox knows its master, and still I am a sinner, I seem to not know anything. And then he quotes all these things in Darche Moshe, everything that we saw, Minagim Shalanu, Katav Vilake Lo Omed Veloshev Elam Mutav, and Ilke Omer Ashamti Bagati, says the Vidui, the idea of saying Bahur Rachum 3 times. That counts as 39. Okay, fine. So, according to the Machaber, at least in the Beit Yosef in source number 5, it sounds like he thinks there at least should be an element of kapara here with these malkut. And according to the Ramah, there's none. This is not about that. This is just a symbolic act. The Papa Chaim in source number 7. So I'm not 100% clear as to how he wants to say. You can tell me how you think you understand it. He says that it is real. There's a form of kapara here. The ode shall al yedei shemit bayesh lifnei abeitin hamalkino toyid kaper lo lahatzil medina shel gehinom. This is look the fact that he's going to be in this whole process. So I mean, it sounds like he's going a little bit like the Machaber here, that there is an element of kapara here, but the kapara that he's getting here is the fact that he's embarrassed here. He's lying on the ground, just leaning over, and he's beating him. It's just like an embarrassing thing. Yeah, he's done. Okay. Yeah, so I'll be honest, I tried to find this Zohar, I could not. Yeah, fine.
you're actually being hurt. Like, physical pain isn't there. So what pain is that the big about there? That's the emotional distress you're getting from, like, being degraded is the amount that must be. Being hit by a little string is not going to hurt.
So right. So repeat what you said again. Let me repeat, make sure I understand what you're saying. You're saying that, look, he's not, you're being hit by like this nothing. So it's clearly not going to be anything. It's not meaningful. Okay. But the whole choreography or the act here is still degrading to me. And so there's kapara in that act. The fact that I'm feeling degraded. Okay. There's not going to be any physical pain here, but there's still going to be something. That's Shita Chaim, Rav Chaim. So what's interesting is that Shitat the Torah Tamima might not agree with you. And source number 8, so I put it all as one source in source number 8, Arba'im Yekenen Lo Yosif, but you have to, you can't give more than 40 lashes. If you do, you're over this Bal Yosif, V'nikla Chicha Be'inecha, and your brother will be Nikla in front of you. Torah Tamima quotes the Sifri, Mikan Amru, Nit Kal Kel Berei Obamayim Pater. If he soils himself in the process of receiving these lashes, you stop. It's done. You don't do anymore. The Torah Tamima says, Nira, De Ikar Inyan Malkut Shachavat Torah Lehachayav Ba, Hu Lokade Lehachiv Gufo. It's not about physical pain. Elekade Levazoto. The whole purpose of Malkut is not physical at all. The whole idea is that it's degrading. V'lachen lokati v'nilke rak v'nikle. There's a little Girsa thing for you. It doesn't say nilke lamed kuf. It's nikla kuf lamed. Right? Shehu lashon kalon v'cherfa. V'gam raya lezen. And I have proof for this. Shrei kaimolan shemeka tzirich liyot chaser koach. The proof is given to Malkut. It can't be a strong person. It has to be someone who's weak. Why would you want someone doubtful who's weak? Because the point isn't physical pain. The Torah doesn't want the person who receives the lashes to be experiencing pain here. He soils himself while he's receiving his malchut. That's the greatest level of degradation. You're done. You're done. You don't have to do anything more. Hold on, let me just finish this. Vayen a parish of Mishnah, Le Rambam Khan. He quotes Rambam. He says Rambam also supports him. He's okay, but he thinks Rambam also supports this. Kavanchani Bazed needs to like me matter. Right, once he's been shamed, he no longer has to continue. So he says Dream Ela Kravim Lidrenu. He says Rambam is saying basically the same thing as I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah, and we have evaluated before how many can he actually take. Like, yeah, it's I think it's a nice idea, but and he has Rambam on his side. I mean, far be it for me to take on either the Torah Tamima or the Rambam. But like it is strange because it seems like the force of the way we discuss the giving of these malchut is that there is an element of physical pain that happens, which is okay. There you go. Okay. Right, well, but it's interesting, though, if according to the Torah Tamima, though, so I don't know, it's interesting if you go like him and then you say that with the Kaf HaChaim, it could be that if the Torah Tamima were sitting here, if you were to ask him if you received Malkut Kol Dehu, even on Erev Yom Kippur, is that Kaf, and it's Bizayon. So maybe you say, it's not really a full Bizayon, you're sitting in shul, everyone's like, you're doing it in the coat room before Mincha, like, come on, it's not really a Bizayon. So maybe he would say that even today it's not, but with the element of the Kaf HaChaim, he says that there's an element of kapara here because it's an embarrassing thing. I don't know, that according to the Torah Tamima could be a major, if not the entire the part of it. For the record, there are a couple other practices that are on the book. Source number 9, Ilya Rabba, says Klamar Tabamit Ain Malkut Molim Bismanazai, says we don't actually give Malkut nowadays, so this is not really Malkut. We don't have smicha. We can't actually give a punishment as Beit Din. Is v'harizal lo haya makbir al malkut rak arba malkut neged Hashem. He wouldn't do 39. He would do 4. The four letters of Shem. Hashem v'charkach tevel lakayam banu lakayam banu b'ashem b'mayim, and then he would go into the mikvah. And so I guess the lashes, that would be esh, the pain of being hit on the back. And then you go into the mikvah. I can't imagine that would be, assuming that he was, I mean, presumably if you're really trying to be mekayam esh, it's not going to be a cold ahu. You're probably was going to be feeling it. And also going into the mikvah right after was probably even more painful. But so that's one opinion quoted by Eli Rabba. The Ariv only did 4. Kavachaim source number 10 says there are those kalakalokim v'rabim nagu shalolil kopo. Kivan shemachzikim oto yom tov. What? It's Erev Yom Kippur. It's Erev Yom Tov. This is a very special day. This is Yom Tov. You can't just go ahead and do Malchut. I don't know. I was talking with Rabbi Bergman about this last night / this morning, and he was uncompelled by that. He thought, what? It's because it's a Yom Tov, you can't receive Musar, you can't, you know, correct yourself. I don't know. The Kav HaChaim seems to think that at least that there were people who believed that, yeah, it's a Yom Tov. You know, it's not appropriate to receive these lashes. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's those of us who don't receive lashes today on Erev Yom Kippur, maybe this is the basis that we have, even though there's clearly practiced in Mechaber Ramah that we do it. So maybe we're saying it's a Yom Tov. We shouldn't do that. Another one that's on the books also in the Kaf HaChaim, that if you feel like it's intense to do these Malkut, it could be worse. The Kaf HaChaim source number 11. He says, V'od ayen sham seder vatikin dalad mitod beitin. There's a person would be dressed in the sackcloth. They would soklin oto begbet o gimel avanim ktanim v'mid yaser notel evin gdolah maka alibo. They would throw little stones at him. He would take a big rock and hit it himself with it. V'achriz hachacham kach yaser l'ish sheichis v'iknit et baro oy lanu miyom hadin v'chule. So they would do this whole thing. Oh, look at the what happens to a sinner. Seder Sreifa, Madlikin Ner Shoshava, Metipin, Tachar Asak, Al Bisro, Gimel Oda Tipot, Achrinoto, Shun Nirta, Umachrizacham Vachule. So then they would do Sreifa, and they would like drip wax on him. Okay, that's very painful. Seder Ahereg, the Odo Melibash Asak, Mashkivinoto, Alakarkov, Sochavinoto, Gimel Odalad Bacharim, Holacha, Behova, Umachrizacham Vachule. They would, I guess, drag him around on the ground. They would act out every single one of these mitot beitin to some degree, and every time the person would yell out, this is what happens to a sinner. The code of Haskigla, Yomar Hamit Yaser, Ibn Shalom, Im Hatati Lefanecha, Begamti, Beod Yod, Shel Havaya, Beod Aleph, Shel Adoshem, Nitchayavti, Bedincha, Tzedek, Skila, Harinim Bawai, Skila. Before he receives the Skila, he says, let this be Kapara for any Skila that I might be Chayav. And he does the same thing for Sreifa, and the same thing for Hereg, the same thing for Chanak. He makes a statement every time to say, look, I want to make sure, if I am Chayav any of these, let this be as if I received this mita, and that I, you know, have achieved kapara. V'chen minhag chasidei Beit El. I don't know what Yud Chaf Bet Sadi is. Asher be'ir kocheni Yerushalayim. B'chol erev Yom Kippurim achar tefillat shacharit. They would do this after shacharit. Malkin lo kol achad dalad pe'amin malkut. They would do the 4 malkut, I guess, according to the Ariv. Achar kach chasin lo dalad mitod beitin al seder hanizda. And then they would do the they would act out this Dalad Mitot Beitin. I don't know if anyone's ever seen that or heard that before, but if you actually do receive even one lash and that's it, it seems that's significantly better than what could have been and what is in the books, at least in the Kaf HaChaim. Okay, so this is I'm sorry? Yikon Betzedek. Okay, so okay. Chassidei Beit El, Yikon Betzedek. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Going back to this practice, though, of the this machloket that we had seen between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber, at least in his question, asking, is this not a form of kapara? Why call this just like, this is kapara? And the Ramah, who says, no, this is not kapara, it's just a zikaron. So the Magen Avraham in source number 12, he throws out this idea, and that I want to spend some time delving into. So the Magen Avraham writes, "Shemitoch kach chule kolomar de be'emet ein malkin malkut moel bezman hazeh." This is clearly malkut are not going to help nowadays. The ein lanu smuchim, we don't have smuchim. We don't have real rabbis with smicha that can give punishments. V'gam ein chiyuv achshav malkut de leka hatra elo shisin kach. So he's explaining the idea that in theory, like, it could be nice to be real malkut, but it's not. We don't have smuchim. We don't give these punishments anymore. It doesn't exist anymore. And then he says the following line. This is what we're going to take us. Vayem b'tshuvat Rabbi Levi Chabiv, Ibn Chabiv, she'erich binyan ha'smicha ve'amalkut bizman hazeh. But there is someone who actually writes a lot about the idea of giving malkut nowadays. This Rabbi Levi Ibn Chabiv that we're going to spend some time on. But everyone agrees, by the way, that in Chutz La'aretz, there's no smicha, you can't do it. So what is this case? What is this story with this Ibn Chabiv? What is this? So it's discussed here more in source number 14, but there is a Rambam in source number 13. This is the Rambam that is based on everything. The whole discussion about this idea is based on this Rambam. Rambam writes, "Hareish Shaloha Yaber Tzisrael Ela Somech Echad Moshiv Shnayim Bitzido V'Somech Shivim KeEchad Oze Achar Zared." He talks about the practice of giving smicha. "V'Charkach Yasehu V'Shivim Beitin Gadol V'Smichu Batidin Acharim." There's the person who has smicha, and they can confer it to other people. "V'Nirin Li Hadvarim Shim Iskimu Kolach Achamim Shebeir Tzisrael Limnot Dayanim." If everyone in Eretz Yisrael, all the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael, agree, they agree to give smicha. They have the ability to give knas, they have the ability to give these punishments. They also have the ability to give smicha to other people. Meaning, there's this unbroken chain of smicha, of tradition going back from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rambam here presents this idea that maybe it's possible that it can be regenerated. As long as you get all the chachamim, Shebei Eretz Yisrael, they all can agree to give smicha to certain people, then those people who have smicha now have the ability to give punishments. They also have the ability to give smicha to other people. So if it can be regenerated, why are we so concerned? It's because the Jewish people are all over the place. No, there's no way that you're going to get all the rabbis to agree to give smicha again. So the idea of regenerating smicha is a hard pill. It's not going to happen. Someone who had a legitimate smicha, you don't have to worry about everyone agreeing because they have legitimate smicha. But if you're going to try to regenerate, you have to get everyone on board. And in the end, he says, but I'm not entirely sure. So we're not going to go into this whole Rambam because it's beyond what we're focusing on right now. But for the purpose of right now, Rambam does say, he suggests it's possible that it is possible to regenerate smicha. It doesn't matter that we don't have anyone who can give smicha. If you get all the chachamim, everyone in Israel can agree, then they can give smicha. And then you can regenerate and restart smicha. On the basis of this Rambam, we have source number 14. Rabbi, this is Sefer Ir HaKodesh VeHamikdash. It's written by the son of Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky. Writing, it's a series of positions of his father. He says, "V'alsamach tevei HaRambam, Asur Rabbeinu Yaakov Beirav Masa Bitzvat." There was a case on the basis of this Rambam, Rabbeinu Yaakov Beirav did something in Tzvat. Asaf kol gedolei chachmei Tzvat. And he got everyone agreed that they were going to reinstitute smicha. Why tzvat? Tzvat haita az, shenat hey resh tzarichet, which would be, I don't know, according to Hebrew Cal, would be 1437, which doesn't make sense. So I don't know exactly what year 5298 was, but sometime in the 1400s. So they all got together. Hamakad shel yeshuva eretz yisraeli that v'amitropolin shel gedolei chachmei Yisrael v'harov hagadol shel chachmei eretz Yisrael yibetochat. Tzfat was the hub. That's where all the rabbis were. V'itasfu kol chachmei rabbanei Tzfat chamisha v'esrim gedolei Torah ziknei Yisrael. Look, these 25 gedolei Torah ziknei Yisrael v'alehem nilvu gam shar chachmei Tzfat and the rest of the rabbis of Tzfat. V'asiva v'rosham hagadol shebechabura mari beirav and Rabbeinu Yaakov Beirav was the head of them. V'kulam hiskimu lechadesh tasmicha al pi dvrei harambam. And they all agreed on the basis of this Rambam in source number 13, we are going to reinstitute smicha. V'smichu kodem kol, kol hachamim hanesavim, v'samchu l'rishana et hagadol shebehem mari Beirav. First they gave it to him himself, v'asim v'acharkach samachu l'arba hachamim v'toch haknisim B'tocham, Rabbeinu Yosef Karo, Baal Shulchan Aruch, HaMabit. So who else got smicha that day? It was Rabbi Yosef Karo, it was the Mabit, Vashnaim Achrim, Lo Birim, Lom De Mihayu, Veyesh Bazeh Nuscha Shano. There were other two rabbis. We don't know who they were. I don't know how that's possible that you don't know of the four. This is a major event, but they don't know who they are. V'charkach Samach Mari Karo, Ed Mara Malshich. Then they gave it, Karo gave it to the Alshich, V'char Zman Samach Maram Alshich, Ed Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, Me'az Nifsika, Gam HaSmichahi. And then the smicha stopped, and they didn't continue. According to the tradition, there were 10 rabbis who received smicha from this experience. It seems that these 10 were other people that somehow got, they weren't at this event, they were done elsewhere. He says, but the reason that it stopped is not really so clear. He suggests, we'll see, you see that there was actually a big hullabaloo about this reinstitution of smicha. There were people who weren't so happy. They didn't agree with this Rambam. Rambam himself said it's not necessarily the case that you can do this. Okay, but here's the important part on the top of page 3. It writes, Ikar matarat ha-smicha haita kanire milashon mari beirav hamuva bekunshrus ha-smicha. Mari Beirav, he writes himself why they wanted to do this. Lo rak latet tokef de oraita, the piskei hadinim shalem. It wasn't just because they wanted, it wasn't because they were Bali Gaiva, it wasn't because they wanted to give their rules strength. El biyichud shehe biyad hashoftim ha-yisraelim tokef chukei shel onesh malku. He wanted to give them the ability to give malku. You had a lot of people who were expelled from Spain. They were coming to Israel. They were chayev karet. They converted. They were feeling off. They wanted to perform tshuva. And in order to perform tshuva, they wanted to receive malkut as a form of tshuva. They knew that they were high of karet for this, so they felt, okay, let's get malkut. If we get malkut, then we're not going to be high of karet. And that's the source number 15. It's a Mishnah in Makot. Kol chai v'kritu shilaku, nishru yidei kritatam. Shnemar v'nikla achicha me'achecha, le'enecha, kesha laka, harehu ke'achecha. Once they've received their lashes, it is like achecha, divrei Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. There is a little bit of a debate there, but it's clear that everyone is going according to this position. Instead, let's just give it malkut. We get malkut. They perform tshuva. Now they're done and they can enter back into the fold. You were giving like a look of disgust. Maybe not disgust. That was too strong.
45 years after your sort of
how long after
like had
been Barabbas and escaped. We're not so far away from the expulsion. This is like this generation of people who are now moving to Israel and they feel terrible. And they know they feel like they're chayav karet and they want to somehow absolve themselves of this chayav karet. So they say, okay. They were Talmidei Chachamim. They knew this Mishnah in Makot. So they say, okay, we want to receive Malkut. And then we can, therefore, not be Chayav Karet anymore. And that's the idea. Okay.
encouraging the people who had made their way from Spain to Portugal to Turkey to be able to actually come back.
So there was so you're saying from the side of the community, people were, so it's interesting. That may or may not be, it's interesting. Well, we'll come back to that, I think, in a minute. But saying from the side of the community, we want it to say, look, we want them to do tshuva. We need them to do tshuva. In order for us to welcome them into our community, you can't be walking around Chayiv Karet here. You're going to need to do something to sort of purge yourself of this chiyuv. So Malkut is the, I mean, I guess you could, I don't know how you would give Karet. Yeah, okay, good. Okay. Source number 16. So this was giving us Mari Beirav, who was the supporter of it. Source number 16, Maharal Bach. This is the Ibn Khabib. This is Levi Ibn Khabib, right? He was the one who was quoted by the Magen Avraham. He's the one who was opposed to this idea, the main one who was opposed to this. He says, Ha Kaimalan Beduchti Tuba Sanhedrin Perakama, Perak Zeborer, Yamamo, Perak Sheni, Tuba Perak Bet. Dein adam ma'asim atzmo rasha. Rotze lomar, she'ein adam ne'eman al atzmo, lomar shasa avera. Thing, we don't trust a person. Someone walks in and says, I performed this avera, I want to do tshuva. We don't care. We don't trust you. The only time we believe you, zulati le'inyan shelo lehavi korban la'azara, she'im achal chelev yochol lomar meziriti v'ne'eman, de'ein lanu l'chofo lehavi chulin la'azara. The only time we're going to be allowing you to, we're going to trust you, is when it's going to have some other ramifications, like it would bring chulin lazar. So if you say you did a b'mezid, you won't bring court. Okay, so then we'll trust you for that. But he says, aval eino ne'eman lipasel v'lo liknas v'lo onesh malkut. He says, we can't trust, someone walks up and says, I'm chayev malkut, I want to receive malkut. We don't trust you. We can't give that to them. Ein lanu lasot davar ba'ofen shir'eh mimenu, sha'anu ma'aminim oto al atzmo klal. And even if you say, just do it anyway, you want to do it, just do it anyway. We cannot do anything that even makes it look as though we believe this person that he is actually chayiv malkut. Bahacha, kevan she'beitin malkin oto ha'malkut, she'chayva ha'torah l'rasha. We're now going to have beitin doing an act that would be done to someone who's a rasha, according to the Torah. That looks behechrach lamar shumitam shemaminimoto. Shim lohayu ma'aminimoto, lohayu medaktachimimo lahal kot malkut shel Torah. If we hadn't trusted him, we wouldn't be doing this. Clearly, the fact that we're giving malkut right now means that we trust him. And so he said, this idea of regenerating smicha to give malkut, that doesn't, even if you did want to do that, the person walks up and says, I want to receive these lashes, I want to do it as derech kapara. He's saying, it doesn't matter. You cannot do that. That's not how it works. Ein adam mesi matzmo rasha. I gave you just one Rashi in source number 17. Ein adam mesi matzmo rasha. Ein on eman lifsol tatzma mechazkato. A person's not. They don't have the right to destroy their own chazka kashrut. The karov etzel atzmo. I'm a karov to myself. The karov pasul le'edut. And I can't be neid against myself. And so that's what the Maharal Bach. And said he didn't like this idea of giving, anyone, someone asks, I want to receive Malkut, to say, go ahead and do it. Which is why I don't know if it's the same as saying if it's by the community, this is generated by the person themselves wanting to receive it. Mari Beirav in source number 18 responds to this idea. And this is an important idea, also in general for Yom Kippur. It says, Va'ata nishar li leva'er inyan Malkut, imi sheba derech tshuva lifnei asmuchim, velo hitrubo, question is, I go up and I say, I did a sin, I want to receive malchut. Can we do it deraita? If we're going to force him to receive these malchut, that certainly we can't do. He comes on his own volition and says, look, I did a sin. I want to do tshuva. And the form of me doing tshuva would be me to receive these malkut. In order to exempt myself from karet, he says, Ve'ein rai b'mashikotiv ha-rambam b'perek yodchet melchot sanhedrin. Zerat ha-katuv she'ein ba-beitin memitin v'lo malkin adam bodat piv. You might say, look, Rambam says that we don't do it. We don't listen. We don't give malkut. We don't do any. We're not maimed by the person's own admission. lo ma'edahatam lo ma'iri elach ma'ke oto derech onesh o derech kifia. The only time that's the case, and we're doing it by forcing him or as a form of punishment placed on him externally. But mishavar avera, mishavar avera, shechayav alei akarit. Imba v'kafu oto beitin lekabel malkut v'asat shuvah yipater min akarit. If the person went and they were forced in front of beitin, they received malkut and they did shuvah, certainly it'd be okay. So kol sheken mishachata belo eating behatra. Look, if they had done it like with Adim, if he had sinned correctly, aka with Adim and everything, Hatra, then certainly this would be the way for him to get Kapara. So you're going to tell me because he didn't sin correctly, he didn't have Adim, he didn't have a, you're going to tell me that by this mistake of history that now he can't get Kapara? Umatsanu tshuva legaonim. He says, look, there's actually tshuva in the gaonim. Zela shono. Habala beitin, ve'amar haragdi et ha-nefesh, o chalalti Shabbat, o avarti avera. Someone comes, I killed someone, I was mechal Shabbat, I did an avera. Ein menadino tov, ein malkino tov, ein poslino tov le'edut, ein adam esim etzmo rasha. De halacha karaba. We don't listen to him. Aval, im ratza lasot tshuva. If he's coming because he wants to do tshuva, malkino tov, ve'osin lo kapara, we give him kapara. We give him this malkut. The zohi kaparato, the malkum mokom mita, the hada marava ena damesim etz morasha, lo linin pritut, el inyan mitot beitin itamar. Adkan. So this is what the Geonim said. He says, v'tamali de bizmanam, lo hayu smuchim. But I don't understand. He says, wait, these Geonim didn't have smicha during this time. V'nira, milashon ha-Geonim, shemidivreyam b'malkut deraita. And he says, look, hold on. They didn't have smicha during this time. And they're talking about giving malkut de'araita. Z'lachen, ani omer, de'lo ba'inan smuchim, l'lkot malkut shel Torah. He says, based on the Geonim here, based on what these Geonim are saying, apparently, you do not need smicha in order to give malkut de'araita. Ella, shemalkino to bal korcho. The only time you need smicha is when you're giving him malkut against his will. Meaning he had Adim, Hatra, you bring him to Beit Din, they testify. That's when you need smicha in order to give this punishment. Aval mi shaba me'elav, levakesh tshuva. Someone comes on his own in requesting tshuva. Hamalkut shemalkino to, hu malkut shel Torah. Those are deoraita. The Torah is never going to prevent a person from performing tshuva. The Torah will always give the sinner an opportunity to do proper tshuva. The only time that he requires is when it's coming from externally. But if I come and I say, I want to receive malkut because I want to perform tshuva, Mary Beirav is saying, it is not fathomable that the Torah would not allow you to do tshuva. Oh, because there were no edim, there's no tshuva. Oh, it's because there's no smicha anymore. You can't do tshuva. It was a shame you didn't live during the time of the Sanhedrin. If you were alive during the time of the Sanhedrin, you could have gotten kapara. But you lived a couple thousand years too late. You cannot receive kapara. He says, there's no way that's possible. What I don't understand about this piece, I understand what he said, but what doesn't click is that if it was true that the whole reason that Ma'ariv Beirav and these people wanted to reinstitute smicha was to give malkut to save these people from the chiyuv karet that they would have, so then he's here saying that you don't actually need smicha for that, unless it's saying, as Rabbi Turchina was just pointing out, that it wasn't generated by people themselves. The community was saying, we want them to be clear. And so, that's why, is that you had people, certainly there were people who were motivated internally, but for those, Mary Beirav is saying, I'm not concerned about that. Because you can receive malkut, and you can be totally cleared, and you're totally good, if you want to do tshuva. The only time, I guess, if you have people who, I want to give you malkut, so you're saved, you don't want to, so then we would need smicha in order to do that. Yeah.
Like, he's saying that here, but like most people would not do any sense. It basically can't operate. They're a schema, but they can't do anything that is basically done. Like, if I was going on, great. Like, I don't, like, people just don't buy it.
Right. I mean, it could be that, maybe it's a mitzvah to be mefarsim this, right? If someone wants to do tshuva for a sin, so maybe we should tell people, look, there's actually a way for you to, you're chayav karet, there's actually a way for you to do tshuva. Maybe it's a problem. Right.
All the tshuvas of the Maharal of that period, this is a very wide issue. And
yeah.
If he's saying that somebody can come forward on his own and get it, everybody knew. This wasn't like, you know, somebody that was giving information that the tshuvas.
Right. Because people all rejected it as being absurd. Because, like, if this was a viable option, people accepted. Like, why do I take it? Because if people are like being awesome in the community, you're being super clear. Like, I get it. Like, my license not being super clear. Like, yeah. So, like.
Because we see done, they took this, going back to the idea of Malka Sikusha, a lot of people who were in this position felt they didn't have another choice and felt that they had been most inefficient by keeping Judaism in secret, and they didn't want it. It was a whole thing. The Kodesh Gershon has a tshuva where he talks about not insulting somebody publicly for having lived this way. And it came up in Rashi days, the Shubha and Rashi, and there was a fight in Shul between two people. And it's like, if you read through, like, there's a lot of it. This is what happens in Shubha. If you brush on it, it went on for centuries.
At source number 19, we have just Ravina Yerucham, who also says he was a Rishon, so I don't think he was the Gaon that was being quoted here. But he says the same thing. This is his kapara. Demalku b'makom mita. Right, that's quoting again the Gaonim. So Rabbi Baruch Simon from YU in source number 20 here. So he has a sefer Tokef HaMinhag BeHalacha where he talks about various different practices that are done and sort of explores them. So he himself was quoting another Sefer Sharim HaMitsunim BaHalacha, quoting that's Rav Shlomo Zalman Broin. But here's what Rabbi Simon points out. He says, "Yesh lomar she'a magen Avram ve'er divrei ha'Beit Yosef hanal she'esh miktzad kapar b'malkut be'er of Yom Kippurim." So this idea that the Mechaber was writing, he says, he's written the Beit Yosef, that there is an element miktzad kapar b'malkut be'er of Yom Kippurim, al pi yisod shel mari be'er rav. Shimadam moda al avira yecholim lahal koto afilu b'li beitin smuchim al derech kapara. Right, he says, look, according to Mari Bei Rav, you can give malkut today. I could receive malkut today. I could go to you and say I've committed a sin that's either chayv malkut, maybe you chayv kritut, I'm chayv karit. Please give me lashes. I could receive these even from a Beit Din that's not smuchim. I could get that al derech kapara. That was Mari Bei Rav said. Unehi delo have kapara gemura. Okay, it might not be full kapara. I don't know why it's not kapara gemura. Aval miktzad kapara have. V'lachen shayach miktzad kapara bizman hazeh b'er of Yom Kippurim. And that's why when the Mechaber says miktzad kapara there is, because look, maybe he's holding like Mari Bei Rav, who says that yes, actually, you can receive Malkut today, and it will actually count as Malkut Midoraita, provided you're coming from a place of tshuva. I'm not sure why he says that it's not, it's only Kapara Miktzat. I mean, from what Mari Bei Rav is saying, it sounds like he's saying, no, like you could actually fully achieve tshuva here. So I don't know why he would hedge it.
We'll see.
If it's not, then you're not doing anything, meaning Yuman of Shah.
And it doesn't have to do with all of the dealing of regular It's an exciting part.
Okay, fine. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll look at the Trisha in a second. So you say maybe, okay, so maybe if you don't have all the dinim of Malkut, so then, okay, so we'll give you like a little bit because you could, but it's not, you're not going to get a full amount because you're not fulfilling all the dinim. Okay. Ulam, HaKol Bava HaRama, right? The Kol Bava HaRama, we said this is just Zikaron Ba'alma. The Nafi Shein Kan Kapar Ba Malkut Be'er Yom Kippurim Bizman Hazeh. Sfir Lehu Kemar Abach. Shein Sug Shal Malkut Kapara. This is the Savri, She'im Ein Malkut Im Smuchim Lo Havi Malkut Klau. Ve'en Kan Kapara. They're holding like the Maharal Bach, who says, no, there's no such thing as Malkut Bizman Hazeh. You need Smeich in order to get Malkut. So this thing that you're doing, it's just a charade is not the right word. It's just a Zikaron, it's just symbolic. It's just this idea to say, oh, look what we're doing. Because that's what the Maharal Bach had said. And the Drisha is Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Be Yosef to quote to the source number 21. Yosef Mahani Lama Lokatavatami Pnashim Malku Mechaperavon. He says, the Beit Yosef had asked, I don't understand, why do we say that there's an element of kapara here? The Rama had said, it's just Zecher because we're not doing Malkut the way that it's done. But Yosef Parich, Lefi Minhag Artso, Sheminhag Beret Yisrael, Adain Shemalkin Berev Yom Kippurim, Bifnei Beitin, Kechol Din HaMalkut. He said, look, the Beit Yosef was asking this question because the Malkut that he knew from on Erev Yom Kippurim looked like Malkut that are a Beitin. It had all the dinim. They were doing everything the way that Malkut are supposed to be given. And so Beit Yosef is saying, I don't understand. We're giving Malkut in front of, it looks like a Beit Din. It looks like Malkut means Oraita. That was the way that, that's the way Beit Yosef was thinking. V'lo yada de be'ashkenaz ein min hagen. He didn't know that for other Jews in Ashkenaz, that did not what it looked like. V'ashkenaz ein nogin el bertzua. In Ashkenaz, they were doing like a little thing. And so maybe for the Beit Yosef, what he knew from was real Malkut. And so maybe he's going like Ma'ari Beirav, saying, look, you're actually receiving Malkut. This is actually Kapara here. Whereas for the Rama, who was seeing people just whipping with little strings, you're not really doing anything. It's just a Zecher Ba'alma. What's your face?
If they were actually doing real Malkut, I'm pretty sure there'd be some mention of the fact they're doing Malkut opposed to silence.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, okay. They were doing in the Ashkenaz, they're doing real Malkut, like somebody would have said something angry about it or happy about it one way or another. So, other they weren't doing full on Malkut.
Right. Well, this is not really answering your question at all, but the fact that the Beit Yosef is scratching his head saying, why are we not talking about Kapara here? So, the Drisha will say, that question. There's no silence on it. Ben Yosef is saying, what are we talking about here? Why is no one mentioning Kapara? Like, right, it should be real Kapara, right? That's what I don't understand, right?
But you have seen the Kapara on your friend, so why are you saying that? Like, maybe, like.
Right, that's what I don't understand. And that's what, so Rabbi Yehuda's response saying, well, they weren't really doing it, that's helpful. Maybe, but if the Drisha is right, then like, but that's actual, like they were actually doing with all the demon. Yeah. Performing it, that's the right word to use.
Stronger. It's just Kapara, it doesn't mean Kapara, like, oh, he did everything, it means that, just that, you know, like, Yisurin Kapurin.
Okay. So say, look, you accomplished something. Okay. I mean, yeah. It sounds like the way that Drisha thinks about it, Kechol Din Hamalkut, he thinks like it's more than just that. It sounds like he thinks that it's everything the right way. But thank you. That's a good point. We don't actually have a picture. I mean, aside from the postcard and the picture that Idan sent out, like we don't actually know what it really looked like. We're just sort of guessing based on language people are using and how we can imagine it being done. But yeah, so maybe it's mikdat because even if we're going to say he was doing all the dinim, but like they weren't really doing all the dinim. So it's hard to, it wasn't proper Malkut that was being done. It was just a form of it as opposed to the Ramah, but it's clearly different from the Ramah who had nothing you know, it was only performative. It just looked like it a little bit, but there was no reason to actually think there was anything really happening. This is actually an important piece, distinction. Rabbi Simon points out in source number 22, we have a Rambam. Rambam writes, Asur le'adam lechbo bein ba'atmo bein b'chaver. You can't hit someone. You can't hurt someone. Lo chavel bilvad, ela kol ha'makeh adam kasher m'Yisrael, bein katan bein gadol, bein ish, bein isha, derech nitzayon, hare ze over b'lo ta'aseh sh'nemar, lo yosif la'akoto. Imi zira Torah shalo lo hosif la'akad ha'chote, kavachomer l'makeh tzadik. You can't hit someone. If you can't give more than necessary to a chote, so you can't give any to a tzadik. So Rabbi Simon says, source number 23, lefi ha'ramav, erpri megadim, notnin rak makot kalot, it's just, remember, it's performative. Because it's just performative, you're just taking a little string and you're ripping him. It's only performative. You're not ever violating this lo yosef because you're not actually hitting them. You're not hurting them in any way. For the Beit Yosef and the Ari who are giving real makot, they're really hitting you. That has to be according to Mari Beirav. Because then, according to them, this is actually malkut that's actually happening. So it's not like hakad at tzaddik. You're actually giving malkut properly. I'm not holding in this sugya at all. But is mechila count? Is that enough?
Why is that different than in sports where you body check them or hit them? Isn't there a mechila in that, like in sports where you hit somebody?
That's what Mari Beirav would say. Mari Beirav would say you can do this because you're actually accomplishing something with this. So if you were to be like an Ashkenaz who is really doing with a whip, you could be violating this Rambam, because if you hold like the Ramah and the Prima Gadim, like the Maharal Bach, that you actually can't do this, it doesn't count for anything. So then if you actually hurt someone, you've violated Lo Yosef. So the only, like, I mean, I guess it's consistent, right? The Ramah is being consistent. The Ramah who says it's not, you can't really give Malkut, so then we're not really giving Malkut, we're just giving a little whip. And for the Beit Yosef, they're saying, look, you actually can give, so then we're actually are giving, and so that's that. So it could be that maybe according to the Beit Yosef, not maybe, according to this, right, the Beit Yosef and the Ari, the Malkut that we're giving today on Erev Yom Kippur actually has the capacity to do tshuva. And I think I loved that line from the Mari Beirav that he said before, that that the Torah would never prevent Shator Lomana Tshuva Mishum Adam, that it's impossible for the Torah would never create a reality such that a person would be unable to achieve tshuva. Yeah.
Where the physical aspects of Avodat Hashem are not so, let's say people don't connect so much.
People don't connect to the physical aspect. Okay.
You feel like, you know, they're going to be with. Instead of, you know, weeping over repentance and what cooks repentance and what is the little chuba, what is the heart, what is very intimate, very spiritual. I think that we live in a generation, and again, it's not only us, where physical aspects, you know, are something that really, really should be hit. This is one of the reasons maybe why it's not so common yet. And they're not, according to the sources, it's not really understandable why it's not so common. And even if you think it's still Sharon, it's still supposed to be common. And yeah, that's like a debate. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, maybe we should. Another, you know, in Israel, the one who was very, very in favor of Malkot, let's say in the more modern Orthodox, he was Rabbi Truman, and he used to give Malkot. And so not only that, but all the physical, you know, aspects of materialism aspect, you know, of the Shem.
So you're saying, just to repeat for those who are here and can't hear, you're saying that, look, the reality is that nowadays people don't necessarily, we don't connect to these very physical things. People are more like new agey and spiritual and flowy. And so
the new age are more connected to the body. But I think most of the people's common sense is that physical aspects in our understanding is something that is, physical and spiritualism or something that I'm unconscious to each other. And sometimes, it's not something that you get along. Today, you can tell that like this very small movement of I don't know how it is here in America. I think in America, it's much more small.
Canada.
You can find in Israel this movement of dancing and mahol for men in order to train your body or doing stuff like this here.
No. I think that's what you were talking about before. That is what drives the Torah to me. Let's say what he does in Amos, saying that it's really more about humiliation than it is about physical pain, is because he's speaking to a daughter
that is not going to appreciate the idea of physical pain. And that could be what the Torah would require. Right. Okay. Very nice. Just one final piece here from that postcard. So maybe one could be Madaic in the postcard. So you can't, it's not in color right now. It's black and white, but I don't know if you can tell, but he's lying on the ground. He's not leaning. He's lying down. Maybe he's slightly leaning on a thing, but he's lying down. What's that? I didn't look at the picture either, but he's lying, same position. He's also got, on that carpet there, he's also, you can't tell from here, but there's, some green and yellow thing. I'm not sure if it's decorations or whether it's, grass or something underneath his body. But I just saw that the Prima Gadim says, I don't understand why nowadays people are doing it, lying down like this with, things under their knees. He says, V'chadome mishum evin maski v'lo muta. I think what he's saying here is that maybe we do it differently enough from the practice of Malkut because we don't want people to think that this is actually Malkut happening. So we have it look differently than it would really all the dinim should be because we don't want people to mistake that this is actually Kapara. So Prima Gadim, She'ein Zeh Malkut Shit Kaperbo. He's clearly not a fan of saying that this was actually Malkut, but. Hopefully, listen, whether you decide to do receive Malkut today, or whether you decide to go through the Dalet Meiti, what's that? For me to just whip you with my charger here? Either way, we should all receive the kapara that we need and be zochet to be written, signed, and sealed in Sefer HaChaim and a year of Hatzlacha, Bracha, Briut, and all positive things.
Amen. Oh, I'm going to have to go back.